You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back, and our guest in this half of the show is Dr. Bruce Fife. He's a naturopathic physician, a certified nutritionist, and the author of 20 books, a prolific writer. His latest book is called Stop Vision Loss Now. Dr. Fife, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I've seen your books over the years, and I don't know if, I think this is the first time we've talked, but, you know, you have some fascinating books, and a lot of them are about, you know, recently have been based on coconut oil and, you know, working with people that have Alzheimer's, the ketogenic diets. What kind of got you interested in that, and what are you seeing?
Well, you know, it was several years ago, I had a colleague that told me that coconut oil was one of the good fats. And when I heard that, I was shocked because to me, back then, coconut oil was a saturated fat, and saturated fats were bad. In fact, everyone believed that saturated fats were bad, and including coconut oil. But she, you know, she backed up her statement. She cited a few studies that showed benefits to coconut oil, and that got me curious. You know, could there actually be benefits to a saturated fat? And so I started looking in the medical literature for information about coconut oil. And as I read these studies, I found benefit after benefit. And it encouraged me to start looking up more studies and more. In fact, I looked up basically every study I could find on coconut oil, and there were many hundreds of them. And it took me a few years, actually, to do all this. But I found all these wonderful benefits associated with coconut oil. And I also learned that there really weren't any bad things about it. They were all good. And after learning this, I realized that most people didn't know about the wonders of coconut oil, so I felt obligated to share this knowledge with other people. So that encouraged me to write my very first book on coconut oil called The Coconut Oil Miracle, which was released in 2000.
Now, you're the expert on coconut oil, and I'm going to come to your, you know, you're talking about vision loss in this interview, but I want to ask you, what are all the things, you know, I guess it's, you know, we only have a limited amount of time, but what are some of the things that coconut oil is really good for?
Well, you know, one of the first things that really struck me as I was doing my research was the number of studies that were on infections and how coconut oil can help kill disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and fungi. And they can do that inside your body or outside your body. So you can take it as a preventative. You can even take it to help get over an illness. You can apply it on your skin to skin infections. It's great for fungal skin fungus and things like that. It's also good for digestion. It digests easy. In fact, it's been recommended for people who have problems digesting fats because it digests easier than other fats. It's also good for weight loss. Believe it or not, you can use fat to lose fat because coconut oil has properties to it that stimulate metabolism, satisfies hunger, and so forth. So it can be useful for weight loss as well. It's good for diabetics because it helps to balance blood sugar levels. It improves insulin secretion and insulin sensitivity. And some of the really great stuff about coconut oil is its effect on the brain and how it protects the brain. And so people with epilepsy, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and other brain conditions are using coconut oil now to not only stop the progression of the disease, but actually reverse it. And there's amazing cases where people are now using the coconut oil and regaining their memory and their facilities back. It's fantastic. And so, and now we're seeing coconut oil as benefiting eye health.
Hmm. I want to come to that in a second, but, you know, I'm fascinated because, You know, I've heard of coconut oil used for a number of things, but it's mostly used for, it was traditionally used for cooking. And I'm wondering, you know, for bacterial and for these infections and fungus and stuff, how much do people need to do if they got a fungal infection or if they got a bacterial infection or if they want to boost their immune system?
Well, you know, topically, you just rub it in. But if it's a systemic infection, then I would recommend probably around 3 tablespoons a day to help a person get over it.
And so you just take it for a few weeks until it's gone, or?
Yeah, you take it until you feel better, and mm-hmm. I recommend people just add it into their foods. They don't need to take it by the spoonful. You can do that, mm-hmm. but it's easier to take it with foods.
Right. And what kind of foods do you recommend people take it with? Because coconut oil typically, well, at least in here in Canada, is usually a fairly solid form.
Yeah, and so I recommend people use it in their cooking, you know, put it in your pot to heat it up and to do any frying, stir frying, or, you know, you can actually combine coconut oil with any type of food, even if the food doesn't normally contain any type of oil. For example, you can put it in your oatmeal, you can put it in a casserole, you can put it in soup, you can put it on hot vegetables like you would butter, or put it on your bread. You can even put it in beverages. People put it in their coffee and their tea and things like that, and drink it that way.
Hmm. Interesting. You talked about weight loss and diabetes, and I don't know if you're talking about them being related, but you know it's a huge epidemic problem not only in Canada but in the States as well. And I'm sure there's people listening that would say, "Oh well, you know, here's a guy talking about coconut oil, and I'm going to lose weight." What is this research showing?
Well, you know, researchers are actually recommending the use of coconut oil as a means to treat obesity and to manage weight. And they have good research to back them up. For one reason is that when you add coconut oil into your foods, it satisfies hunger and satisfies it longer than it would if the oil was not in the food, so that you can go between meals longer without feeling hungry and without snacking between meals. And when the next meal comes along, you're not so starved that you overeat, so you tend to eat fewer calories during the day. But the big thing about coconut oil is it boosts energy levels. It kicks your metabolism into a higher level so that you are not only wanting to be more physically active, you become more physically active, you burn off more calories just because of that, plus the boost in your metabolism causes you to burn off more calories. And studies have shown that after a single meal containing coconut oil, your metabolism rises and remains elevated for a full 24 hours. So for 24 hours, you're burning off calories at an accelerated rate.
And how, again, how much are we talking about?
Well, it could be 1 tablespoon, 2 tablespoons, 3 tablespoons, and that's normally what I recommend, between 1 and 3 tablespoons a day to get the basic benefits that I talk about. Now, if someone has a more serious condition, then I'd recommend, you know, 4 or 5 tablespoons. For example, if someone has Alzheimer's, I would recommend 5 tablespoons a day for them.
Can you give me some examples, just in this area, because we're going to come to vision loss in a second, but give me some examples of what you've heard and what the studies have shown, you know, for weight loss and for Alzheimer's.
Well, for weight loss, you know, people that add the coconut oil into their diet, they've shown that their abdominal obesity decreases, and so it actually is beneficial. And, you know, abdominal obesity is the worst type. You know, it's worse than fat in other parts of your body because it's tied in with diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And mm-hmm. so getting rid of that stomach fat is very important. And with Alzheimer's, there's a number of studies that are coming out that are showing the relationship of coconut oil or the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil. The thing that makes coconut oil different from all other fats in our diet are the fat molecules in coconut oil, which are known as medium-chain fatty acids or medium-chain triglycerides. And most other oils don't have these. And these are really the magic in coconut oil. And what's great about it is that when you consume coconut oil, a portion of these medium-chain fatty acids are converted into a high-density fuel known as ketones or ketone bodies. And these ketones, the brain loves ketones, and it readily uses these. And these ketones provide much more energy than glucose. In fact, many of these neurological diseases, such as Alzheimer's and even Parkinson's, is that the brain basically becomes insulin resistant, and it cannot absorb glucose efficiently. So basically, the brain begins to degenerate because it's not getting the energy it needs. But the brain can absorb ketones. It readily absorbs ketones. And so even though it may not be able to absorb glucose well, it will just suck up those ketones and provide it with the energy that it needs, not only to function on, but also to initiate healing and repair. And so this is why when people with Alzheimer's start using coconut oil, not only does this disease stop, it starts to regress. Better.
You know, it's fascinating that that somebody with Alzheimer's or some of these Parkinson's, you know, can really notice a difference. And I've seen it with some of the people that have come into our stores over the years that have been taking it for Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, and the people come back and say, wow, you know, the guy hasn't laughed at us, you know, laughed at a joke in years. And here he is, he's been taking coconut oil for, a month or 2 months or whatever it was. And we can have a communication with him. And it's fascinating for the family, I think. It gives so much hope, right?
Exactly. You know, I hear people saying, you know, I gave it to my wife, and before I gave her the coconut oil, she only spoke in bladder, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. But after I gave her the coconut oil, she spoke an articulate speech for the first time in years, stuff like that.
Makes such a difference for people, eh?
Yes.
We're talking with Dr. Bruce Fife. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can improve your vision.